Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 8th day of Shvat, Tovshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Ksubos, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Dalet. The obligation of a husband to a wife to provide mazonos, provide food, clothing, maintenance for the wife, the mazonos that a husband is obligated to give, is compensated by the husband being in control of what she produces, masi yodeha. Whatever she makes, he can keep. But whatever the woman makes or the wife makes in excess of what would cover her mazonos, this is called moisar masi yodeha, the extra that she makes, that the husband, that she keeps herself. But if the husband also gives her pocket money as well, then that pocket money will be compensated by what's known as this extra. So basically, in a normal situation where the husband does give her money that she can spend with, he gets both the maaser yadeha and the moisar and the extra. But we're going to learn about who has the right of refusal. In other words, what happens if the wife says to the husband, I don't want you to own anything that I produce, and don't feed me. I'll fend for myself. You do not own my maaser yodeha, whatever I produce. I'm going to make my own way. You do not give me mazonos. Can she do that? And the answer is yes, she can. Because the main takana was for the woman that she should get mazonos. And if she forgoes that right, it's her option. Says the Mishnah, and hamaktish maase yedei ishtoi. A husband who says, whatever my wife is going to produce is kodesh for the mikdash. Says the Mishnah, she can completely ignore that. Hareza oisav achelas. She can eat and she can say, I don't want to get your mazonos and I'm not going to produce anything for you. I'm keeping my maase yedam. It's not in your possession to give it to Hakdash. And she can do that. What about the moisar? Hamoisar, what about the excess? The amount that she produces extra, which normally he would have rights over because he gives her money. But our Mishnah is talking about a case where he doesn't give her money for her own needs. He doesn't give her this mor kesef, it's a certain amount of money. And in that situation, the wife keeps the moisar. She definitely keeps the excess. So hamoisar, what about that? Now, if the husband comes along and says, whatever the wife produces in extra is kodesh, he doesn't have anything. He can't do that because that's not in his possession. He doesn't own it. He's not giving her that. We're talking about a case where he didn't give her the extra money, this kodesh. But what happens when he dies? What happens if she dies? After the wife dies, the halacha is the husband is yorish everything she has. Does he yorish also the maaser maase yadeha? And the answer is yes, he gets that excess. But what happens if now the husband declares that hekdesh? So he's got that extra he's got that yorusha, his wife died. He declared it hekdesh at the time when she was alive. Do his words apply? Do they have any chalois? Do they have any application? Rabbi Meir says yes. He says hekdesh. He says the extra that he got as a Yerusha from his wife will be Hakdash based on what he said when she was alive. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that a person can be Makdish, can give to Hakdash a Dovash Labal Olam, something that hasn't yet appeared on this world. In other words, even at the time he was Makdish it wasn't there yet. There wasn't any excess. Doesn't matter. He can Makdish something that is going to happen and it'll be a Chal of Hakdash will apply to it. And again, we're talking about a case after death. While she's alive, it doesn't belong to him, and he cannot be makdish. Rabbi Yochanan Asan lo mecholin. He says no. He says the extra that he gets, the extra masid out, this extra that she produces, that he gets for Yerusha, is chulin and is no hektish. Why? Because a man cannot be makdish something that has not yet come to the world. Now, it's interesting that our Mishnah brings this machlokes in Rav Meir, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, in respect of the extra, in respect of the moisar, the extra that she produces. But really, it'll apply to anything. It'll apply to the Ma'aseh Yadav in general, that the same achlokas would occur. And the reason the Mishnah picks this specific case of Moser is to tell us that even in the case of the Moser, even in the case of the extra that she will produce, Rav Meir holds that also will be hektish, because it doesn't matter that it hasn't yet come to the world. It doesn't matter, it's lo bo lo'olam. Who's the halacha like? Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Asandlor, that a person cannot be makdish something that has not yet arisen, has not yet been created, and therefore, if he says such a thing, it will not be hektish. Mishnah Hay. After we learned in the previous Mishnah that the Ma'aseh Yadav of a woman, that what a woman produces is owned by the husband, if he gives her mazonos, we're going to talk about now what activities a woman is obligated to make for her husband. Now, this is not all-inclusive. Mefarshim explained that there are other minor, menial tasks that a wife is expected to do for her husband, but this is major tasks. Eilu melachos she'isha osa labayla. These are the things that a woman has to make for her husband, providing that she hasn't brought in other help, as we'll soon see. That'll change the situation. Tochenes, number one, she has to be involved in grinding, making flour, using the mills, providing it's not too heavy and not big ones, not with a small mill. Va'ofa, baking. Mechabeses, laundry. Vashelas, cooking. Omenikes benosh, she has to nurse her son, but not a son from another wife. He can't force her to be a witness for the other children. Matza aslo mita, she has to make the bed. Voisa batsemer, and she has to sew, or work with wool, literally. What shear, that'll come out later on, how much. These are the seven activities that a woman has to make for a husband. However, hichnis aloi, if his wife brings in into the marriage, shivcha achas, brings in a maid or a dowry that sufficient to buy a maid, lo techenes v'lo yofa v'lo mechabeses. She doesn't have to grind the flour. She doesn't have to bake nor have to do laundry. That's three malachas that are quite involved, and she doesn't have to do it. She's brought in maid into the marriage. Shtaim, if she brings in two maids, einam avashelas ve'einam nikas benah. She doesn't have to cook either, nor does she have to nurse her son, because she's got this extra help now. Shalosh, if she brought in three shvachas, three maidservants, eina matzas lahamita, eina esavatzama, she doesn't have to make the beds, nor does she even have to sew or work with the wool. But she's left to do the little minor, the small tasks that she still has to do, that we didn't mention in our Mishnah. Arba, if she brought in four maids, then Yeshevas b'katedra, she can sit in the luxury chair, and it's a nice chair that choshev women would sit in, meaning she doesn't even have to do the small activities, not even the small things like melachos ketanis, as we call it. The Gemara says that nevertheless, things that are more intimate, such as serving him a cup of drink, and these things, even in that situation, she would have to do this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu hichnisa meloi mea shvachos, even if she brought in 100 servants, 100 shvachos, 100 maids into the marriage, she'd be the richest woman in the world. Koifal asas v'temer, a husband can force her to work with the wool. She has to do knitting. Why? Because if she sits idle, it'll create problems. Shabbatola mevia ledei zimah, doing nothing brings to zimah. Literally, it means lechery. It means to unpleasant actions. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, af hamadir es ishtoi melasis melacha. Also, a person who bans, he makes a vow that he will not have any benefit from his wife if she does any work at all. Such a vow is tantamount to a separation. Yoitzi, he must divorce her, v'yiten ksubosa, and pay her ksub as well. Why? Because this type of relationship cannot go on. Shabbatolam v'yiladishimum, because having a wife doing nothing will bring to madness. It will drive him a sugar. Therefore, he cannot insist on such a thing. And if he does, he has to divorce and pay the ksubah.